Hi, this is Rona Green, and I'm here in the studio with Bill Kirsch. He's an amazing artist and whistler. Bill Kirsch. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Rona.
Let's start off with a double whistle.
A double whistle is like this.
That's great. Now do Moscow Nights. Fantastic. Now he's got the whole world in his hands. Great. And now do the from Oliver, Consider Yourself. Great, you could really hear the double whistle in that one. And I'll do Billy Joel's Piano Man. Excellent. And now do the song from Fiddler on the Roof. Now some impressions. Do Horshack from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Very impressive, Mr. Cotter.
That's great. Now do some Maxwell Smart for us.
Sorry about that, Chief. I hear a strange clip-clop noise.
And I'll do Hogan's Heroes.
Link, you'll be sent to the Russian front at once.
I assure you, General, nobody escapes from Stalin 13. Schultz dismissed!
And now Jack Benny.
Rochester!
Yes, Mr. Benny! Yes, Mr. Benny!
Rochester!
Yes, Mr. Benny! Yes, Mr. Benny!
Awesome. And now let's talk about Rocky. Rocky is a...
Rocky's a poodle, and he lived a long life.
That's great. Great.
It was between a miniature and a standard.
So what's a long life? A dog's life is...
He was born July 26, 1961.
So if Rocky were alive today, he would be 51 years old.
Correct.
Is he still alive today?
No. Would you believe he's not alive today? But his spirit is in dog heaven.
That's great, Bill. There it is in dog heaven. That's great.
Anyways, he was a middle child in the family. I was the oldest, then Rocky, then my brother.
And so Rocky was a member of the family, and you didn't walk him, did you?
No, I never walked him. We sent him on his own. And my father said, he's always coming back.
You wanted him not to come back?
That's well, my father sort of said something like that. Because Rocky growled every day of his life.
That's great. So you loved Rocky, right? You used to torture him a little bit, right?
I did a little bit of torturing the dog. I pulled up his ears. Like, there was a program on TV called My Favorite Martian. So I said, my favorite dog.
And he had particular eating habits, right?
Yes, he ate everything in sight.
Okay, but
food, yeah. Dog food, yeah. Bones,
yeah.
His leashes.
He ate all his leashes?
All his leashes and his shoes, too. My parents got him shoes in New York, and he ate them.
So did he eat people's shoes?
No, he guarded them. He guarded my mother's shoes.
Oh, no.
Even my mother couldn't get into them.
She couldn't wear her own shoes because of Rocky.
That's right.
That's great. So tell us the hypnosis story.
The hypnosis story. My friend Bobby hypnotized the tour leader to put her hand underneath the piano stool. Anyway, she did it. And Rocky bit it.
Oh.
Anyways, we took her out of hypnosis, and she said, what happened to my finger? So Bobby, the group said, we put you under hypnosis, and he bit you.
That's a funny story. And now tell us about the mail.
The mailman. From three houses down, my dog got psyched out to go to the mailbox. Anyways, my father would say, you could eat the bills, but not the checks.
So he also ate bills.
And yeah, no, that also, and one time there was registered mail, and what happened was the mailman thought it was a huge dog, but it ended up being a little dog.
That's right.
And he laughed.
So he didn't attack the mailman, right?
It's mailman. Not really attack him, no.
No, okay. So that's the whole story, Bill. Thank you so much for participating and for entertaining. It's been great.
It was a pleasure to be here, Rona.
That's good. And check out Bill on YouTube. He's got his own channel now. It's called Billy the Whistler. That's B-I-L-L-Y, the Whistler, W-H-I-S-T-L-E-R. Thank you so much, and thank you for tuning into CKUT 90.3 FM.